doing the holy letter of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4971. Baruch Hashem, the 24th of Kislev, Tavshin in Zion, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Avosik v'chosid, energetic man, a man with lots of action, David Nosson Sheyichya Lesser. Now you see the Rebbe wrote to him many letters. As you can see in the bottom over here, there is a references over here about this person that he corresponded to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe focusing on Hanukkah candles and tzitzis. He used to send the Rebbe all the time before Hanukkah, the Rebbe, candles, I guess he manufactured them. So he used to send them to the Rebbe. And so the Rebbe is writing to him, Shalom Uvrocha, that I did receive your candles of wax so that it can light the Hanukkah. The Rebbe, of course, used oil for the actual candles, but he used the shamus he used the wax candles that this David Nosson Lesser sent him. Thank you, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe blesses him and he says, just like the law of Hanukkah is that you keep on increasing, so each and every one amongst all Jewish people should add and go and elevate in holiness until it also reaches to the outside. So, in the spirit of Hanukkah, especially, the Rebbe says, through the dissemination, spreading out the wellsprings to the outside, the teaching of Hasidus to the outside, until the time when the fulfillment of the verse's promise, Laila Kayom Yoir, the day will shine, the night will shine like the day. The Rebbe says, Bevia, with the coming, very soon, Agola Didan, the night is going to be turned to light in the coming very soon of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Now, Mashiach is one of the eight princes of human princes, which is quoted from the Navi in Micha. I guess the connection is also because it's the number eight. Hanukkah is 8 days. And one of the eight princes or Nisichim, he's one of them. Mashiach is one of them. He's mentioned. So the Rebbe is praying that the night should be turned to darkness with Mashiach coming. That's when the menorah reaches and the Chassidus, the spreading of the wellsprings to the outside. And the Rebbe references the Torah Or. The Rebbe blesses him for Hanukkah that shines, keeps on going greater. Now, he gave the Rebbe a gift, but the Rebbe didn't want any gifts from the Hanukkah menorah. So the Rebbe says that he, fitting to the saying of the Holy Zohar, in this second section on Kuf Chav Ches, over there, the Zohar brings down one of the teachings of Ashmedai. He says that if you want to be successful, you have to buy, you know, the mitzvah, you have to pay for it. You can't just take it for free. So the Rebbe is basically telling him, based on the Holy Zohar, I'm giving you a check. The Rebbe didn't want to take these candles, these wax candles that he gave the Rebbe for Hanukkah. He didn't want to take it as a gift. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to pay for it. But when he says the number eight, the Rebbe says, eight is also connected to the eighth strand of the tzitzis. How many tzitzis do we have? If you see, we fold the tzitzis. There are four tzitzis. There are four strings, but the strings are folded in half. Once they're folded in half, you have eight tzitzis. And the idea of tzitzis, and he dealt with tzitzis too, this David Nosson Lesser. So the Rebbe says the word tzitzis also has the language of yotzitz nizrei, his crown will sprout, meaning shine, yoir, that his crown will shine forth. So the Rebbe is connecting the number 8 with the 8 tzitzis, and the Rebbe, that was his, you know, some of the occupation that he did. And again, if you look in the topic note over here that I have, you can see in the different letters that the Rebbe read to him, the Rebbe wrote to him in the past about the tzitzis, and about, he asked the Rebbe about machine tzitzis and things like that. So that's, the Rebbe makes that connection as well. Number 8, 8 Chanukah, 8 Nesiche Adam, tzitzis also to shine. Basically, make the world a place where there is light. Overcome the darkness. And when will that happen? When Mashiach will come and turn the world around.